Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinoxes, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Thank you, Jet Nelson. You're listening to the KNC Masterpiece, joined by Blake Elliott. We got our boy Brennan Baxter in his first show. Y'all send him some love. He's been killing it so far. He did FANU Diversity this past Saturday. So if you had a chance to listen to him then, this will be the second time you're hearing him. If not, like most of you guys, this might be the first time you're hearing Brennan. So I think he's doing a phenomenal job. Y'all send him some love.
Thanks,
Blake. Let's read some text, because I've neglected the D&M Leasing hotline, what you guys are saying. Okay, yes, Micah has no playoff stats. He's only good against bad teams. That's been a popular take. 972, agreed. I like the new kid. Great voice.
Ah, great thank voice. Thank you, 972.
903, Micah is a difference maker, just not when it comes to wins and losses. The GM could have handled it better and gotten more ROI. I couldn't agree more with that text. I think we all agree Micah is a generational pass rusher. Only person since Lawrence Taylor to have 12 plus sacks in his first 4 years. We know how good he is. But when you look into the nitty gritty, it's not like you were almost a playoff team and this guy was winning you 3-4 extra ball games and showing up in the biggest moments in week 15 through 18 and having these great playoff performances. And you could kind of say that about a lot of good pass rushers in the NFL. It doesn't really lead to success. And the GM could have handled it better. I think we all agree with that. And your ROI, yes, if you'd have done it before the trade or before the draft and gotten some picks and drafted where the Packers were and had that pick and got next year's pick and had all this money to spend in free agency, probably would have been smarter, but I don't think they thought this would get to this point. 972 says 47-6, Philadelphia will win.
Wow.
904, save this. Dallas will be a top 15 defense all year. Okay. 214 is our boy Jagon, known Broncos fan. Adios, Michael. I mean, Micah. Blake, I'm more worried about the Cowboys offense. Why does anyone expect this offensive explosion? I think people are really high on our boy George Pickens, adding to what the Cowboys, because we forget, not last year because Dak was hurt, but the year before that, you know, they were a pretty good offense. Dak Prescott second in MVP. The Giants and the Bears are going to stomp us. I don't know about either team stomping us. I think the Giants could win. It could be a weird one. And I think the Bears will win. 214. I think Dallas is going to win Thursday, not just keep it close.
All right.
214, I think you might be the first person to text that in.
You've got to have some positivity out there. I mean, we can't all just be here in DFW going, it's over. You know, you've got to go. You don't know until the game's played. Some college teams found that out this weekend. So you don't know.
Sounded like my co-host Fred Davis, Mr. Optimist. 956. I'm happy the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons. He would fit better in a 3-4 defense. His body does not allow him to play defensive end at a high level for 17 games. He's getting paid the highest at his position for just flashy plays. 972. Out of all the teams you named, Carolina's the only win I think we will get. 817, we need to make the Cowboys as much as Jerry has. I don't know what he was trying to say there. We need to start. Okay, here we go. We need to stop going to the games. That's only been said 100 times. 972, Dak hasn't played a game since last November. Didn't play in the preseason. There is going to be rust, and I expect Philadelphia to win pretty handily. I agree with that sentiment. 956, the Cowboys will win 10 games. Dak Prescott is 76-46 as a starter. As long as he is healthy, this team will be in every game.
Okay.
Okay, we got some optimism.
So there's some optimism sneaking in here.
What happened?
Or do you think that this is the least excited people have been for a Cowboys season in a while? Like, do you feel like this year is just people are expecting dread? That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
I don't know. That coming off of that Green Bay loss, a lot of people were not excited for the Cowboys. They drug out contracts. There was not a lot of high hopes going into this year. Really hasn't been high for the Cowboys in a while because you haven't had a draft pick that really inspired people. Because even Tyler Smith, obviously, is an all-pro now, but everybody hated that pick.
Yeah.
A lot of people hated that pick. It was at Tulsa, had all these holding penalties. You've had Tyler Guyton since then, which a lot of people weren't, like, jumping out of their seat for. You've had Mozzie Smith. A lot of people weren't jumping out of their seat for. So there hasn't – a lot of times it's you get a draft pick people are excited for, or you had a late-season crumble. It's like, oh, our team's right there. But the Cowboys haven't had much optimism. So, yeah, this season probably isn't much different from the others. There just hasn't been much hype going into the season where – Tolos are texting in, this is the Cowboys year, and they genuinely believe it. Like they there's a lot of teams in the NFC you can make a case for. The Rams, the Eagles, the Lions, even the Buccaneers, the Packers. Like, we've got a chance. I don't know how many Tolos are going to text in right now that say, hey, the Cowboys have a real chance at making noise in the playoffs.
Yeah.
9-4-0. The O-line worries me a lot. We're going to get to that here in just a second. We're going to be going through the depth chart for the Dallas Cowboys, and you tell me which position scares you the most. Micah dogged out Dak.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Regularly, so I don't know about that. I always feel like Micah did not like the media hoopla. I mean, he's got a podcast. 469, are you going to be one of those shows to tell people to text but then ignore all the text replies?
No, we're not. Blake's coming in to make sure.
Reading as we speak.
Reading currently.
I'd sell them for a superstar if he gets us a Super Bowl. I mean, I think everyone would, but you know, you can't pick it. 214, how do I call in? We're not taking calls right now, but yeah.
Text in,
and we'll read it. Micah is a player, not a deceased family member. Let's stop talking about him and start talking about what we should do after him. We'll stay tuned. We'll be talking about the depth chart. Micah is nowhere dominant as Ray Lewis, Reggie White, or Lawrence Taylor was. He's a pass rush specialist. That's all he ever is. I've talked about that, and that's been a trending topic about him not knowing how to stop the run, but I think that's almost been overcorrected. It's not like Micah was the worst player in the world at stopping the run. I think people just, you got to find something to rag on. Okay, let's get to this Cowboys depth chart. Let's get the easy stuff out of the way. I want you, Brandon, to grade how well you feel about it. Being A-plus being, you know, if the wide receiver core, whatever you think the best wide receiver core is, that's an A-plus. F being the worst, and you tell me where the Cowboys fall in this. So you got George Pickens, you got CeeDee Lamb, you got Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Tolbert, and...
Mingo's injured.
So right now, you've only got four guys because you put Ryan Flournoy on your practice squad. So right now, you got four guys with Mingo being injured that'll suit up, to my knowledge, unless someone gets called up, to my knowledge, on Thursday. Where does this receiver core grade out for you?
Yeah, I mean, the depth seems to be lacking a little bit.
Out of nowhere. You had all these guys.
Yeah, but obviously, CeeDee and George are both A receivers. They're mm-hmm. both top 10 receivers in the league.
Oh, wow. You think George Pickens top 10 in the league?
I think George Pickens, if he is focused on football, and if he's playing and his head is, you know, where it should be on game day, I think that George Pickens has top 10 talent in the league.
Okay.
And so, I mean, CeeDee is clearly, you know, I mean,
he's number three.
Like, mm-hmm. and so, I'll go A minus.
I like it.
Because of CeeDee and George. They elevate the room so much. Questions about the depth of the league. I mean, if one of these guys goes down or I mean, you're really looking thin here. I like Tolbert. You know, Turpin's kind of a, you know, like, is he as good as a Cole Beasley type guy mm-hmm. was? No, but, you know, tries to fill that role. So I'm going to go A minus.
I'll give it a B plus. I think, obviously, the heavy lifting coming from your top two, CeeDee and George, are both elite, and I think they're going to work really well against each other, or with each other, excuse me. CeeDee working the whole field. George Pickens being your deep threat, a big body target in the red zone for Dak Prescott to look at. And then don't sleep on my boy Jake Ferguson. Bounce back year. I think he can make some noise, especially with us only carrying four receivers. I think Jake Ferguson will see a lot of targets in week one. Let's get to the position that everyone is clamoring about, the offensive line. So you got Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker, and Terrence Steele. I think we can all agree they're going to start on Thursday. Tyler Guyton. We still don't have a definitive no, so we'll go Tyler Guyton / Nate Thomas. Some other guys there. TJ Bass is a backup. Brock Hoffman is a backup. They brought in Trevor Keegan from Philadelphia as a backup. Hakeem Adeniji is a backup. And AJ Cornelius, or Johnny Cornelius, excuse me. How do you feel about the offensive line group, especially the starters?
I'm going to say serviceable. Mm-hmm. I feel like they can get the job done. Is this one of the top units in the league? No. Because of that, I'm going to say B minus. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think that this group is going to dominate tough. And that's why the Eagles game is a little worrisome with their front four.
We're going to see it quickly.
And we're going to see. So we're going to find out fast Thursday night. I'll go B minus.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to give him a B minus as well. I think you have the potential to have a top five interior offensive line, with Smith already being a known quantity, Tyler Booker being a first-round pick from Bama. We've only heard good things about him. And then Cooper Beebe only progressing in year two. And he's getting his boys from K-State over here. We got Clayton Adams here. I like what they're cooking on that tough nose side of the ball, especially with the coaching. So I feel good about it, but I'm a very much known pessimist when it comes to the tackle position at both spots. Terrence Steele, I'm going to see it when it happens. I'm not going to project that he's going to be great. Tyler Guyton / Nate Thomas, I don't feel great about either of those guys. I know we want Guyton to come back, but it's not as if Guyton was this dominant defense left tackle, last year. So I don't feel great about those. They bring the grade down a lot. But like I said at the beginning, those three interior offensive linemen, I think, have a chance to be top three, top five as a group.
And if Tyler Booker is very good, mm-hmm. I think you can make a case that he adds a huge new dimension to the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So I could be convinced this could be a B-plus year, depending on Booker's growth through and how quickly he's ready to go.
Quickly, the quarterback room, Dak and Joe Milton, just how confident are you that if Dak were to get hurt, that if Joe's...
Not based off what I saw in the preseason, I don't think Joe has enough reps at all to lead a team to several wins. And obviously some of our Tolos that are texting in probably feel the same way based off how they feel with Dak being the quarterback. So Dak's health dependent. I still think Dak, when healthy, 2023, had a very great year, top five MVP. I believe that Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback still when fully healthy. Mm-hmm. So because of that, a lot of teams would wish to have that. I'll say B+.
Yep, I'll agree with you. B+. Let's get to the running back position. You've only got three guys, and then we'll throw in Hunter Lipke as well. Javonte Williams being your lead back. On the depth chart, on some of them it's got Jaden Blue, on some of them it's got Miles Sanders, but either way, Jaden Blue, Miles Sanders is your backups, and then Hunter Lipke. How do you feel about this room overall? I'm going to give it a C-.
Yeah, not great. Not great. Javonte Williams did not show enough at all to come in and be a lead back when he was in Denver. I mean, injuries, Miles Sanders kind of banged up, Jaden Blue a little bit too. I think he's still questionable going
ankle.
In. Yeah, so not great. That's what I talked about in the previous segment, is what does this room really look like and can they bring balance to the offense? If this turns into a 2024 Bengals where Dak is just chunking it up to George and CD and you're having to outscore people through the passing game and become one-dimensional, you're in trouble. So you need this group to be somewhat effective and to bring balance to the offense. And I'm really intrigued to see what Javonte Williams looks like.
Or reading your guys' text, so we weren't able to get to the defense, but text in, what do you think about the Cowboys offense? We just graded all the position groups. On the other side, we're going to go through the defense. What do they look like without Micah Parsons and with Kenny Clark slotted in? Who are the starters? And we got a surprise guy that could be ready for Thursday. Who is that guy, as well as some other NFL notes? We'll give you that at the top of the hour here on the KNC Masterpiece.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.